The important thing is, in pursuit of human well-being, we have done many things. We have believed things, we have attached ourselves to philosophies, ideologies. For the first time, the entire world is looking for a scientific solution for human well-being. That is, how to conduct the human mechanism. We are looking at it scientifically. That's what it means when we say International Yoga Day. This is a very positive step because the future generations will not believe what you believe. Future generations will not accept the philosophies that you adhere to. Future generations will not take anything that does not make sense to them. So unless it's logically correct and scientifically verifiable, it will not last. This is the only thing, if you look at the human history, yoga is the only thing which has lived for over 15,000 years without any one organization forcing it on people. There's never been in the history of humanity somebody put a sword to your throat and said, you must do yoga. Such things have not happened. But still, over 2 billion people are doing some form of yoga today. So, this has happened out of sheer efficacy. It's just being done because it works.
Can you explain me why, how it works? You say it is scientific, yoga works for the human well-being?
So it's like this. Every human being wants to be peaceful, joyful, blissful, or in other words, they want pleasantness in their life. In pursuit of pleasantness, you may run after many things. But essentially, you want your experience on this life, on this planet, to be pleasant. If you have your body pleasant, we call this health. If it becomes very pleasant, we call it pleasure. If you have your mind pleasant, we call it peace. If it becomes very pleasant, we call it joy. If your emotions become pleasant, we call it love. If it becomes very pleasant, we call it compassion. If your very life energies become pleasant, we call it bliss. If it becomes very pleasant, we call it ecstasy. Or if your surroundings become pleasant, we call it success. Only for the last thing, for success in the world, you need the cooperation of other people. But for all the other things, you can do it from within because human experience is essentially caused from within. If you take charge of this, having a pleasant experience of life on this planet is not a problem. This is something that every human being deserves. We don't know about other things in the world, whether everybody can climb Mount Everest or not, whether everybody can become the richest people or not, we don't know about those things because that is subject to various realities. But every human being can have a pleasant experience of life if they learn to fix their interiority. This is what yoga means. And this is what is needed in the world today.
It is needed even in a world which is faced with war, conflicts, terrorism and all this. Yoga can help or contribute to common well-being because you said you can... Yoga also means unity and joy. Can it contribute to make people more unite?
See, in a war zone, you're not going to go and teach yoga, all right? Definitely not. But war is a consequence of the conflict within ourselves. What you see in the world is just a manifestation of what's happening in individual human minds. So when I say conflict, it's like this. Suppose you take any machine in the world, you will say it's an efficient machine if it is functioning smoothly. Something will function smoothly only when it's well aligned. If the alignments are right, then you will see a machine will function smoothly. So, you can say, you know, in terms of your experience, I'm happy, I'm peaceful, I'm joyful, but all that's happened is technically within yourself, you're in some way in alignment. An alignment has come, a smooth function is happening, an efficient function is happening, so there is naturally a pleasant experience of the whole thing. When you are feeling pleasant, when you are feeling very joyful, if I meet you, I'm sure you are a wonderful person. But if I meet you when you're unhappy, when you're frustrated, when you're miserable about something, you could be nasty. This is true with every human being. So all the nasty things that we are doing to each other in the world is fundamentally because we are feeling nasty somewhere within ourselves. We are unpleasant. If we are truly joyful right now, we would not want to do unpleasant things on the outside because every human being is an expression of their inner experience. If without changing the inner experience, we are trying to change the outside world, we are talking about the wars. Why would somebody get involved in a horrendous situation like war unless within yourself you are feeling such levels of unpleasantness for whatever reason?
You say 5 minutes per day are enough for a human being to change, to bring change in his body and his experience, what are these 5 minutes? What could we do in 5 minutes?
I did not say 5 minutes are enough. I said 5 minutes is a good way to start. If you do even 5 minutes, you will notice significant changes within you and naturally you will seek more. What are these things means, as I said, there's a simple process of upa-yoga, that means pre-yoga. You don't even have to do yoga, you do pre-yoga. Before going to school, you go to a preschool, right? This will bring enough benefits for you to get you inspired to do more inclusive yoga.